This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. You can maybe tell just from the bells that started ringing there. I'm in Akureyri today. That is the sound of the church bells just down from where I'm sitting with Line Ulfarsdottir, who's going to talk to me about a project that she has been involved with for some time now, seeking to deal with social isolation in Iceland. We're not very isolated today. We're sitting outside the museum cafe, but of course it's possible to be isolated even when there are lots of people around you.
Yes, indeed. And sometimes you feel it even more if you're surrounded by people that you can't connect to. But this project actually starts from the World Health Organization, because there's something in the Western communities that is just, we see social isolation just soaring in every age group. Because people sometimes think it's just, oh, it's the elderly, or it's, you know, immigrants, or it's people that aren't in the mainstream, but it's all over. And we see that young people, you know, 10% of young people are considered socially isolated in these countries that we compare ourselves to.
And getting worse?
It's getting worse, yeah. And it's not just COVID, because the trend had started before that. Yeah.
That must have made things worse.
Yes, indeed. I think it was kind of a global experiment in social isolation.
And not one that anyone would want to repeat. So let's talk about the work that you were doing then, the project which seeks to help some of this and improve this situation.
Yeah. Well, the Ministry of Social Affairs just took this in as a project. And what my husband and I, we were hired to do this. What we do is threefold. We just gathered a lot of information to put into the website iceland.is. It's becoming a page where you can gather information about everything that happens in your life, you know, having a baby, moving to the country, and social isolation. So we gathered a lot of information and project from around the world and modeled it after these projects. Then we have the community outreach. You know, we had, you know, advertisements in the television and placards that popped up all over. And then we visit communities all around the country and just introduce this, because people have misconceptions about social isolation. As I said before, it must be, you know, there's someone that, you know, is an invalid or an immigrant or something like that, but that doesn't have to be the way.
Especially if the problem is getting worse. So what services do you offer? What's the practical help that you can offer someone?
We have a lot of suggestions. We want these communities to invite us. You know, we don't come in like the FBI or something like that and tell people what to do.
What a thought.
So we want to be invited, and you want to have, you know, coffee and kleina. But we have suggestions. And what we see has worked around the globe is that, you know, if people are just mindful of their environment, you know, if you feel yourself being isolated, you have to take control, you know. But it's easier said than done. You know, how do I take these first steps back into community? So the community has to have something to offer. It can't be a neighbor that just knocks on your door and says, oh, you know, there's a meeting in the building. Do you want to sit with me? That may be enough for that person to attend. Sometimes it has to be, you know, something more global or more inviting, that, you know, it's difficult to just go and play cards at a social center if you haven't done that for months. But to go to the library and listen to someone read from a book or something, that's an easier step.
Now, I mentioned at the start of the conversation that it's possible, of course, to feel lonely and isolated in the middle of a very big city. You can be in the middle of London or New York and feel very isolated. But is there a particular problem in Iceland in very remote places. If you are, for example, in Raufarhöfn, a small village which is some distance from anywhere else, is it worse? Can it be worse?
Of course, you know, if you have some physical disability and you have to travel a long way to meet people, of course that can be a hindrance. But I think sometimes in the remote places where there are few people, that people are more mindful of their neighbor, or, you know, they know. That's why we have to travel around the country, because me and Svavar, my husband, we don't know these people, but the people locally do. They know where the danger lies, you know. Okay, this farm gets isolated when the snow is melting.
Yes.
They know that. So they check up on people. So I don't think it's more of a problem remotely, unless it's some sort of a physical hindrance.
So it's self-regulating in a way, then. People in smaller towns and communities know to look after each other.
And we saw a project that is from Australia. Far away, but they are very remote, and it's a huge country, it's a continent, so it's difficult to travel. But they have these outreach projects. They, you know, encourage people to just, okay, you see someone sitting at a bench, say hi, say, you know, how are you doing? My name is this, and, you know, the weather is nice. That may be enough to break the ice.
Yes. That can work both ways, though, can't it? Yeah. Because sometimes someone is shy about saying that.
Yeah.
And somebody might be shy about having it said to them.
Yeah, of course. And we are, you know, we are individually different, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe there's no, you know, global solution to this, but we have to try, because we see this is dangerous. This is dangerous for mental health. This is dangerous for physical health. It increases the likelihood of stroke. It increases the likelihood of dementia, because you don't use your mind when you're isolated. You know, heart attacks and
Now, you mentioned your husband Svavar, the previous guest on Roof English Radio, of course. He is a musician.
Yeah.
And I know he travels a lot, he tours a lot, he's in lots of different places, and he's involved with you in this project too. Does he, when he is on his travels, does he pick up, maybe tips is the wrong word, but does he get a sense of how loneliness is dealt with in other countries?
Yeah, he does. This tip from Australia comes from that.
Okay.
He was traveling in Australia. And we have seen a project in the Netherlands. They have a very big community project where, you know, sports club and schools and everyone is involved. You know, they just have festivals in their neighborhood, try and reach people. So yeah, sure, it does.
It does.
he is interested in these matters, you know. He has a concert, he knows most people that attend, you know. He's involved personally.
Well, when I spoke to him, I got a sense genuinely of how his music can touch and reach other people.
Yeah,
so that's one way, isn't it, of reaching out to people. I mean, if this conversation is reaching anyone who's listening and they think maybe that this service could be of some help for them, or maybe for someone else that they know, how can they find out more?
Well, Svavar and I can't really reach everybody, but you can get information on this website, and the information is in English as well. So you can start there. And then there's, of course, the Red Cross. The phone that they operate, it's 1717. And then there's the local communities. You know, we have social advisors in every community in the country. We have social centers almost everywhere. So if you feel yourself getting isolated, reach out. You can start by just scrolling the internet. That's an easy start.
No doom scrolling, though. You don't want to make it worse.
Exactly.
Well, we'll put a link up to your project on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. Best of luck with it. Maybe we'll talk to Svavar again about one of his musical projects.
I'm sure he would be loved to.
Great to meet you today, Lini Ulfarsdottir. Thank you very much indeed. It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.